wall is high, and yet will I leap down. Good ground, be pitiful and hurt me not. There's few or none do know me. If they did, this shipboy's semblance hath disguised me quite. I am afraid, and yet I'll venture it. If I get down and do not break my limbs, I'll find 1,000 shifts to get away. As good to die and go as die and stay. Oh me! My uncle's spirit is in these stones. Heaven take my soul, and England keep my bones.
Lords, I will meet him at St. Edmundsbury. It is our safety, and we must embrace this gentle offer of the perilous time.
Who brought that letter from the Cardinal?
The Count Maloon, the noble lord of France, whose private with me of the Dauphin's love is much more general than these lines import.
Tomorrow morning let us meet him then.
Or rather then set forward, for 'twill be 2 long days' journey, lords, or ere we meet.
Once more today well met, distempered lords. The king by me requests your presence straight.
The king hath dispossessed himself of us. We will not line his thin bestained cloak with our pure honors, nor attend the foot that leaves the print of blood where'er it walks. Return and tell him so. We know the worst.
Why, dare you think good words, I think were best.
Our griefs and not our manners reason now.
But there is little reason in your grief. Therefore, 'twere reason you had manners now.
Sir, impatience hath his privilege.
'Tis true. To hurt his master, no man else.
This is the prison. What is he lies here?
Oh, death, made proud with pure and princely beauty. The earth had not a hole to hide this deed.
Murder, as hating what himself hath done, doth lay it open to urge on revenge.
For when he doomed this beauty to a grave, found it too precious princely for a grave.
Sir Richard, what think you? Have you beheld, or have you read, or heard, or could you think, or do you almost think, although you see that you do see? Could thought without this object form such another? This is the very top, the height, the crest, or crest unto the crest of murder's arms. This is the bloodiest shame, the wildest savagery, the vilest stroke that ever wall-eyed wrath or staring rage presented to the tears of soft remorse.
All murders past do stand excused in this, and this, so sole and so unmatchable, shall give a holiness, a purity, to the yet unbegotten sin of time. And prove a deadly bloodshed but a jest, exampled by this heinous spectacle.
It is a damned and a bloody work, the graceless action of a heavy hand. If that it be the work of any hand.
If that it be the work of any hand. We had a kind of light, what would ensue? It is the shameful work of Hubert's hand, the practice and the purpose of the king. From whose obedience I forbid my soul, kneeling before this ruin of sweet life, and breathing to his breathless excellence the incense of a vow, a holy vow, never to taste the pleasures of the world, never to be infected with delight, nor conversant with ease and idleness, till I have set a glory to this hand, by giving it the worship of revenge.
Our souls religiously confirm my words.